This is a Fox News alert. Getting formula back on shelves. I'm Lisa Lucera. President Biden invoking a wartime mandate to step up production of baby formula.
President Biden says invoking the Defense Production Act means formula manufacturers will receive the ingredients to make formula before other customers do. He also announced what he calls Operation Fly Formula.
I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards.
The formula shortage got significantly worse in February when Abbott Labs shut down a major production facility after four infants got sick and two died. They'd been fed formula produced by Abbott. While the FDA said a deadly bacteria was found at the lab, Abbott says there's no evidence their formula is what sickened the babies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
About a third of the U.S. population lives in a high-risk COVID area. The Centers for Disease Control says as COVID cases rise again, it could get worse in the coming months.
Death numbers continue to be low. Obviously, want to continue to drive that lower. But I really think that beyond the vaccinations and boosting, which are making a very big difference, I think Paxlovid is making a very big difference as well.
White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, Paxlovid is the COVID treatment made by Pfizer. Health officials confirmed the first case of monkeypox in the U.S. this year.
The Massachusetts Department of Public Health says the patient infected with the monkeypox virus is an adult male who recently traveled to Canada. The department adding it's working with the CDC and other health officials to identify anyone who may have been in contact with the patient. Cases have also been confirmed in Britain and Portugal. Monkeypox is a rare but potentially deadly illness that causes fever, chills, a rash, and lesions on the face or body. Most infections last 2 to 4 weeks.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Unlike the COVID virus, health officials say monkeypox is not easily spread between humans. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The Biden administration is predicting unity from NATO as two new countries apply for membership.
President Biden says he welcomes working to accept Finland and Sweden into NATO quickly.
I think we're going to be okay.
Turkey, a longtime NATO member nation, has expressed objections with the expansion. All 30 NATO members must agree on adding countries to the alliance. The president's national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, believes those concerns can be solved.
I expect these differences will be settled. I expect that NATO will speak with one voice in support of Finland and Sweden at the end of the day.
The leaders of Finland and Sweden are meeting here with President Biden.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A criminal case against former Florida Congresswoman Corinne Brown, one of the first black representatives elected to Congress, has ended with her guilty plea to a tax charge in a charity fraud case. Brown had been convicted in 2017 of 18 counts and served more than 2 years of her 5-year sentence before being released during the pandemic over the virus' potential harm to older Americans. A plea agreement says, though the charge against her carries a possible 3-year prison term, federal prosecutors recommend the judge not impose any additional prison time, but she must pay more than $62,000 to the IRS. A member of one of the most famous musical families has died.
The Von Trapps, who inspired The Sound of Music. Rose Marie Trapp, the eldest child of Captain Von Trapp and Maria, has died at age 93. Her family saying she passed away peacefully Friday evening, surrounded by loved ones. She grew up with 7 older half-siblings from her father's first marriage and 2 siblings from the captain's marriage to Maria. The Von Trapp family fled their home in Austria to escape the Nazis in 1938, eventually ending up in the U.S.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.